This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mike Vrabel discussing a lot of new bodies that are in for this team this year, and with the schedule coming out. And I saw this even when I saw just who the opponents were before we found out how they would shake out. One of the things I remember saying was, hey, if the Atlanta game is earlier in the season, that is later in the season when it's colder weather with a rookie quarterback and an indoor team, that can be advantageous to the Patriots. Why Miami might be difficult if it's a sun game, if the first game against Miami is on the road, and it's early in the season, that could be an issue because of the sun. The little things that I saw depending on how the games would play out, right? And so when the schedule was released, I was like, huh. Oh, KJ, you might not. Oh, but KJ, you might be right. And probably even better than what you thought. So instead of telling you the obvious that the Patriots open up the season September 7th against Vegas, we're going to do this a little differently here because the KJ show is a bit different than what you get on the rest of WEEI. It's probably why it's in the corner at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. Let's start with the to-be-determined date. Yes, week 18. With Miami at home. Okay, I believe that's a win. Okay? We're working the schedule backwards. So if you're waking up, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm drinking that. Am I hearing the schedule? Yes, you're hearing the schedule backwards because it's going to make a bigger point about the performance of this team and why it may get interesting later and how to handle it. So the very last game, it's going to be in January. It's going to be home. It's going to be Miami. It's going to be cold. Everybody knows the historical data about Miami and games 40 degrees and under. That's a win for the Patriots. Week 17, December 28th at the Jets. I think the Jets are still in the rebuild, but at this point, I don't think that Justin Fields is panning out the way that they believe that they thought he could. So I think the Jets is a win. So right now at the bottom, the Patriots have won their last two games of the season. All right, so they're going out on a high. Sunday, December 21st at Baltimore, that's a loss, right? It's not at the point where Baltimore can start sitting starters if they're trying to achieve a playoff berth. If anything, they're probably trying to still win a division or compete to win the division. I think it's going to be a tough game for the Patriots on the road. That's a loss. Buffalo, December 14th, home. I make the same argument about Buffalo. They want to probably try and hit their playoff stride. They're not thinking about letting people off the gas like they did last year in their final game against the Patriots. So in that game at Foxborough, Buffalo wins. So the Patriots, after the bye, finished the season 2-2. They play 500 ball after the bye, which is in week 14. So now let's go to the Monday night game, December 1st, which is in week 13, against the Giants at home. So, hey, what do you know? They're going to have lights on. Feels good to have lights on at Foxborough again for a change, huh? I think that's a win. I don't. By this point, you might be seeing Jameis Winston as the quarterback for the Giants, just because you just don't know what you're going to get out of Russell Wilson, and they still haven't figured out what they're doing offensively. Like, that's why in the draft I was like, even if they took Travis Hunter, that would have made a lot of sense, or at least if they moved up to get Travis Hunter. Of course, you didn't know that he was going to be moved up and taken two. But probably Jacksonville had that feeling that, like, if we don't jump up and get him at two, he could be gone at three. So the Giants, if they went and gotten Travis Hunter to play receiver primarily, I think this would be a more competitive game. So at the Giants, with the Giants at Foxborough, I've got the Patriots winning. Okay, the week before, November 23rd, at Cincinnati, I think it's a different result than you saw last year. No element of surprise. I think this is a Cincinnati team that improves and they move forward. I think that's a loss for the Patriots. The Jets at home on Thursday, November 13th. That's another nighttime game, but it's a Thursday night game. So it's the dreaded Thursday night game. I think that's another win. Again, what I mentioned about them earlier, it's just interesting to see that the Jets games are both after week 10, both games. So the Jets, you play them twice in 5-6 weeks. I think you get the same result. That's two wins. Week 10 at Tampa, I think that's a loss. But keep an eye on that game just because the way the injury bug has hit Tampa, you just don't know. It's going to be a much more competitive game. But at Tampa, a 1 o'clock start, it doesn't matter. It's November. I think that's a loss for the Patriots. The Falcons at home, November 2nd, week 9. That's a win. I think it's going to be tough for colder climate setting in for really a first-year quarterback. Really, Michael Penix Jr. will be having his first full season. And to be on the road in New England where those temps are going to start dipping and you're an indoor team, I think that bodes well for the Patriots. Cleveland here, we might be seeing Shedeur Sanders October 26th. But any of those quarterbacks cannot get the job done, I think, against Vrabel's defense. That's a win. At Tennessee, I think that's a revenge win, both for Vrabel and for the Patriots, because the Patriots, again, one of their losses was to Tennessee last year, and Tennessee had the worst record in the league. Then at New Orleans the week before that, I think that's a win. They have no quarterback room. I think there's a team that's in such bad transition. It's a 4 o'clock game. It might be the only places that see that game are in like in Louisiana and Massachusetts. Even New Hampshire might even get the Buffalo game for that one at the 4:10 game. The week before, 8:20, Sunday night football at Buffalo for the Bills. I think that's going to be a win for Buffalo. The week before, Carolina here at Foxborough, young team. I don't know how they'll adjust. I think Bryce Young will look a little bit better, but not better than what Vrabel's defense will be out there. That's a win. Pittsburgh the week before here. We don't even know who their quarterback is, and once that quarterback gets in there, not the best of offensive line. It kind of plays into some of the defensive philosophy that Vrabel's bringing back, and that's a win. At Miami, I think that's a loss because of a Sun game, and then week one, Vegas, that's a win. So going backwards through the schedule, Mitchell, I have them going 11-6. 11-6.
11-6, wow.
In their last eight games, they'll go 4-4, 2-2 after the bye. But in their first nine games, they'll be 7-2. This makes a lot of sense to me because, look, once you get to week 13, okay, week 11, that's a Thursday, that's a primetime game. So you could be looking at a team that's 7-3 at that time, going in at week 11. So you've got a team in prime time that's got a winning record and a big turn from the previous year. And by time you get to the bye, that's another prime time game. So look, you get two of your three out of your 1, 2, 3 prime time games that the Patriots are in this year. Two of them come after week 10. Really, the one against Buffalo, That's really a Buffalo feature in week five. Buffalo could be a 4-0 team going into that. And keep in mind, watch this. The Patriots could be a 3-1 team going into that game. So that Buffalo game in week five, the Patriots could be 3-1 and Buffalo might be 4-0. So bodes well for what you're watching on television. You've got compatible records, and then you get to week 11, you could be looking at a team that's 7-3 at that point. And then against the Giants, you may be looking at a team that's 7-3, maybe 7-4, in week 8-4 by the time you get to week 13. So literally, the Patriots are set up to be a winning team when it gets to all three of its primetime games this year. This is why the schedule matters, right? I really think it's super hokey and kind of I don't know. I'll say this about like some of these schedule release videos that happens.
Oh, they're awesome. They're great.
No, get better comedy writers. Most of this stuff. Because here's the thing. When you're not funny, you become funny to unfunny people. Yeah, it's unfunny, right? Like someone thought it would be funny to show Tyreek Hill swimming away from a Coast Guard boat to represent the police. Yeah, like that's funny to unfunny people. Right? So again, like, I don't want to sound like old man yelling at a cloud, but what are we, we're celebrating the release of the schedules, because everybody's going to do the same thing after that. Is, but here's the other thing. I said the Patriots would probably go 10-7 before I knew when the games would be lined up. And now it's one better. Why? Because the Atlanta game is later in the year outside. Right. If this was an early, this is a week two matchup, then I would say I might have Atlanta winning this game because weather doesn't really play a factor. And then again, when would be the Miami game home and away? Where would they stick it? Right. Would the away game be first and the at game be last? How would it play? The sun delays. Right. Where would that be? But yeah, a lot of these, you know. Look, it's designed to get views. I totally get it.
I think the first team did it, and then other teams came in, and they were like, okay, we got to one-up that team. We got to one-up our rival, and then it became a big thing.
That's called originality. Like, that's when people try to one-up, it becomes one dumber. That's usually what it happens. Well, you know, like, people are only as good as their what's the term? I forgot.
Counterpart?
No, they're incompetencies. Right? People are only as good as their incompetencies. So if you're trying to, like, if you're trying to do a really neat, kind of very cool schedule release, like, I hate to say this, but like, maybe stick to football. Like, including Minecraft in there. Like, what are we doing? Like, what they're trying to do is go above their competency of being funny. Like, I don't profess to be funny myself, but people tell me, like, man, you're hilarious. I'm like, I don't tell jokes. First thing I tell them, I don't tell jokes.
You're hilarious, KJ.
But what these people are trying to do are tell jokes through video, right? Like, that's just like, don't tell a joke. Don't tell jokes. Like, if you're going to release the schedule, like, what would be really cool is, like, if you're going to celebrate who your team is and what you represent, you know? Yeah, you never go wrong with having the people be the face of your brand. Why? Because you pay much less. Hell, look at reality television. TV figured, we don't have to pay actors anymore. We could just find dumbasses and pay them base and let them do their thing. This is great. Yeah, that's what's happened with a lot of these schedule releases. Their attempt at humor with something that's just as basic as just release the damn schedule. Like, what would be cool? Let's say if you're Seattle, okay? Let's say you have, you're going to do a bit. You use Marshawn Lynch, right? And you just have him running through different walls of the schedule. Okay, that makes sense. It's simple. You're not trying to go for the super funny. It ties to the product. And then Minecraft? Some kid who probably can't even throw a ball 5 yards saying, yeah, we're going to put Minecraft in here, and then we're going to put hammocks on them, and it's going to be so hilarious. Ask him what his girlfriend thinks. I've never had one of those. You're 35. You don't have a girlfriend, but you're going to do something that's humorous around the NFL schedule.
You think the Minecraft thing's there because of the movie? So they're like, okay, we're going to try to, you know, relate to the younger generation there and maybe get some more likes that way?
No, because the way they can relate is talk about, I don't know, what the product is. Again, this is what I mentioned earlier. Like, you literally have YouTube where you can go back and find videos of what things people are talking about. You can go see, like I said, when people start comparing these different eras, I would ask, have you ever watched even a quarter of one of those, of a particular game? No. Fool, it's totally in front of you. We're not telling you to go look into Sports Illustrated and imagine what it's like or what the pitchers are trying to tell you. That, like, you have all this stuff in front of you that you can use and make it simple. There's this thing they call it, keep it simple, stupid. Like, Minecraft? Minecraft? Tied to the NFL?
Yeah, it's weird.
Look, I like drinks. I just don't like fruity drinks. When I drink alcohol, right? Like, the NFL is a sport of, like, I have a bourbon with it. I have a beer with it. These guys are, like, putting Trulies next to it. Like, that's what it is. It's just like, I have a pineapple Truly, and I'm going to do the NFL schedule. It's like, put some damn hair on your chest. Sorry. Back to this NFL schedule for the Patriots. Their first 9 games, they can go 7-2. Their last 4 games, they will go 4-4. The 4-4 is what you have to watch for, is because two of those games, four of those games lead into the bye, and 4 of those games come out of the bye. So right before the bye and coming out of the bye is the real story with the Patriots this year. So there's going to be a lot of feel good at the front, and that's important. That's very important for this team, because last year, if we had feel good week 1, feel bad the rest of the year. A lot of people felt worse week 18, right? And that was feel worse, right? So it literally last year was bookmarked with wins at the start of the season, at the end of the season. At the very beginning of the season, you're like, there was hope. And at the end of the season, you're like, you just killed all hope.
And now, the Bengals are always terrible in week 1. And now you got them in the actual, you know, where Jamar Chase and
in the heart of the season. Right. So, and again, I thought last year was more of an element of surprise because they won week 1 because they got turnovers. The run game was there. All these different things that you didn't see pretty much for the rest of the season. You saw week 1 from the Patriots last year. And then in the last week, and here's what's even crazier. Like, I hear people cry over spilled milk. Like, the Patriots could have had the number 1 pick. Like, who would have jumped up to get the number 1 pick if you knew that Cam Ward would be available at number 2? Like, that's the other part. Like, I don't think maybe Cleveland, like, does Cleveland call you if you're number 1, if you're the Patriots, to say we want just to get to number 2? Well, they know that the Patriots don't need a quarterback, so you're not taking that food out of their mouth. So this is one of those weird years where if you had the first pick and didn't need a quarterback, there weren't a bunch of people that were just going to kick down your door behind you that was going to do that. Maybe the Giants might call you to get Cam Ward or something like that, but you wouldn't have had as many people try and get to you at that number 1 pick. Like, the number 1 pick wasn't as valuable just because a quarterback didn't go number 2, right? Like, so that's the other part of it. Like, it was like quarterback went 1, and then the next quarterback went like 21 or 22 or something like that. So here are the 3 trap games, I think, for the Patriots this year. And this is where these things happen early, and you can't slip, and this would affect, it's in these first 9 games. The trap games to me are Pittsburgh, at New Orleans, at Tennessee. Fail those 3 trap games, and it's an 8-9 season. Like, that's just how on a dime it can turn. So do I feel like, which one do I think is the biggest trap game of those 3? Maybe Tennessee, because of what happened last year. Maybe Tennessee is the trap game. But then you would almost say, like, well, okay, how could it be a trap game? Because they had a horrible quarterback last year and they've got a rookie quarterback this year. How can it be any better? How could it be any better? So, like, 11-6, I think, is a real possibility for the Patriots. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll get to Justin Turpin on Celtics Insider next. But right now it's time to trend with Mitch Sabatelli.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right. The Red Sox won in a 7-6 Rafael Devers walk-off home run. That walk-off home run was Devers' first of his career. The Red Sox stopped their four-game skid as Giolito did go four innings, allowing eight hits and six runs. The Red Sox are back in action today at Fenway taking on the Braves at 1:35. Will Fleming and Lenny DiNardo are on the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. We'll kick things off with Dan Ball at 12:30 for the MassMutual pregame show. More injury news for the Boston Celtics as it was diagnosed that Jaylen Brown has a partially torn right meniscus. He will be evaluated this week to determine if surgery is needed. And elsewhere in the NBA, Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets go to OKC for Game 7 today at 3:30. The winner goes on to face the T-Wolves in the Western Conference Finals. And as for the NHL, we got games last night. The Stars are back to the Western Conference Finals again for the third straight year after beating the President's Trophy winner, Winnipeg Jets, 2-1 in OT on a Thomas Harley OT goal. They will face the Oilers in the Western Conference Finals. And Brad Marchand and the Panthers go to Toronto for Game 7 tonight at 7:30. And as for the PGA Championship, number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, has a three-shot lead headed into the final day. I'm Mitch Sabatelli, and that's what's trending.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
For being here. Let's bring in my buddy Justin Turpin. He's our Celtics insider. And so, Justin, clearly the season over. There was obviously this hope that it could get to Game 7 and that we'd be able to see a new iteration of the team without Tatum. Last hour, I was discussing how other teams in the East were able to build up to compete against the Celtics quickly. Do you believe the Celtics into the offseason now have to go in there believing that they now have to compete with or rebuild the team to compete with either New York or in Indiana?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they do try to get a little bit faster, especially with Tatum out for what could be a calendar year. But I think right now they'll still be one of the teams to beat, and you really don't know what it's going to look like. You know, the Knicks and the Pacers have different roster types, so you really don't know what it's going to look like. I think their top priority this offseason will obviously be getting under the second apron, and Rick Rosbeck talked about it on these airwaves with the Greg Hill Show last month, just how important that is, not even from a financial standpoint, but from the basketball standpoint, because, I mean, when you're looking at this roster as it is right now, it's going to cost an unprecedented $500 million to keep together, and it's tough to justify that without Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I know you would laugh when you hear me say that I went through the numbers, but you're exactly right. We talk about the apron. The difference between apron one and apron two is like $31 million. And you look at Porzingis' contract, he's at $30,700,000 next year. So, like, is there potentially a path where, like, there's no way you could just say, hey, we're going to let Porzingis go and get nothing in return. How do they really get under this second apron? And it almost feels like Drew Holiday, who still owed $100 million on his deal, that's a hefty cost for another team to take. Is it one of those situations where they might be able to get just above the second apron and maybe make some other moves during the season? That's how it happens, maybe?
I mean, yeah, that's definitely a possibility. It's going to take a couple of moves here. I mean, the ones that you know people really keep circling back on are Sam Hauser, who's making closer to $80 million in real money, Kristaps Porzingis, who's in the final year of his deal, and then, of course, Drew Holiday. Because the Drew Holiday timeline is really tough to look at now because he's 34 years old. Assuming Tatum, he's about to turn 35, assuming Tatum does miss a calendar year, then Drew will be 36 the next time that they're able to play together. So it's kind of tough. It's a weird situation there. When you're looking at just the roster from a roster building standpoint, you'll have right now your two free agents are bigs, and Al Horford and Luke Kornet. And Al Horford yesterday, speaking at the facility, was noncommittal about his future, so you don't know what's next for him. So just from a roster standpoint, right now, Kristaps Porzingis and Nemias Keita would be your only bigs. So it would make a little bit more sense, I think, to hang on to Porzingis. And obviously there's a lot more that has to be done from a roster building standpoint. But right now, you probably feel better about your guards than you do your bigs. At least you know Pritchard is capable of competing at a high level and is probably ready for a bigger role. You still have Derek White, who's a player that they're going to build this core around. So you're in a very tough situation. That's why you hope that you can move quickly with Kornet and free agency, as well as Al Horford. And they might have to choose between the two. It's really going to be a tough summer of decisions for Brad Stevens in the front office.
Talking with Justin Turpin, our Celtics insider here on WEEI. It's the KJ Show. I want to go back to Porzingis because I think with the Tatum injury, I wonder if the team is going to be very leery holding the bag, holding on to Porzingis, right? Unrestricted free agent after next season. And usually if you're going to move somebody, you want to move them before the time is up. You want to be able to get something in return. There was a part of me, and I discussed this last hour, was there a feeling with Porzingis, like, if we're not going to get the full Porzingis, we don't want to overextend him and potentially hold two injury bags going into the offseason? Say the worst case scenario could have been what happened to Tatum if Porzingis re-aggravates something that we may or may not know about, right? Because the illness just became a very strange thing that it seemed like it started to become even a performance thing to see Kornet starting game six. I think was a clear statement of maybe hey, Luke, would you be interested in 3 years, $21 million? Like, can we start this conversation now? Because
Right,
you know what I mean? Like, because at least you know what you'll get out of Cornette, because what you were getting out of Cornette was better than what you were getting out of Porzingis, even at 50 or 60%. And to me, that's just a dangerous path where you're saying, hey, your $30 million guy is not even giving you half of the effort that you're getting from your $2 million guy. And the $2 million guy is up for unrestricted free agency. So there's a part of me that fears... Go ahead.
No, I completely agree. I mean, with Porzingis especially, it's like, I give him a lot of credit for being out there and playing, but he just didn't have it. Like, just did not have it.
And so to ask for him to have it again for a full season and in a playoff run, because in fairness, I said, look, without Tatum next year, and I would say have the expectation that there may be a conversation of, with the Celtics team that might be 5-6 in the East, do you force Tatum back onto that team into a playoff run, or do you give him the ability to fully get healthy and be ready for the run for that following season? I think that's a conversation that probably comes down the pike, right? Because knowing him and his Kobe mind, Kobe went down in April, he came back in December, maybe I can come back in December. I would rather have a fully healthy Jason Tatum ready to go for a full season than to try and force him back into a playoff run, and you've got mix and match pieces, right? Like, if the Celtics team turns out to be super amazing, right, and they're a 1-2 seed and they're just as dominant, and you don't feel like there's much of a movement, then maybe that's where you make the argument of, okay, maybe you bring Tatum in as the role player and allow him to build back in because this team has done things so well. I want to get back to Cornette, right, because I think with Cornette, and this is my concern, is other teams will start to play around with the Celtics' emotions by going after someone like Cornette and overpaying him and saying, okay, Celtics, are you willing to give Cornette like $12 million a year? Someone may be willing to give him $12 million a year over 3 years. You know, I'm sorry, per year, like 35 a year. 35 over 3 years versus, say, the Celtics giving him 21 over 3 years. Just so that way the Porzingis thing lingers even more. I think Al Horford retires. I really believe that's what happens. Just because Al Horford has been giving hometown discounts really, for the last 2 years here?
Yeah, and yesterday was the first time that he really cast any doubt. Before, it was always a yes, like he was going to come back. And he's been on record a couple times saying that he was going to come back. But that's another thing that is impacted by the Jason Tatum timeline here. Like, Al Horford, next time Tatum's available to play, if it is a calendar year, will be 40 years old. And he also understands the situation that the roster is in. I mean, all the players understand it. Like, everyone gets what's going on here and understand why moves have to be made. And when this team was put together.
And Al's had to do more than expected, I think, over the last couple of years, right? When you think about the playoffs last year when there's no Porzingis, and then you get into the stretch run here, again, there's no Porzingis. I think really Al Horford's usage was really above what was expected. And I don't know if Al Horford wants to potentially face that again if Porzingis is still here.
Yeah, he started 9 of their 11 postseason games this year and was third in minutes. Like, they're relying a lot on him. So it's no question that he can still contribute. It's like, does it make sense to do it here? Because he absolutely could, and I'm sure the Celtics want to make it work, but can they make it work financially? Like, that's the issue. Like, I'd be surprised if he retires, to be honest. Like, he still has it. He's one of the best defensive players for this roster in the playoffs, and he was able to guard 1 through 5. Like, he hasn't shown really from a defensive standpoint, and even his shooting numbers. I know his efficiency was down, but like, that's just the reality of his role in the offense now. It's a lot of floor spacing and just knocking down shots. And I mean, obviously it's been an adjustment after all these years playing one way. He's kind of changed his game, refined it, and he's been doing that his entire career. And any coach that comes in and talks pregame about him is all over him, and you know, they love the guy. But he can still contribute at a high level. It's just a matter of, does it make sense to do it here, and what is he looking for financially?
Yeah, I think the place that probably can give him what he wants financially and the time and the efficiency, ironically, would be Oklahoma City, especially if they get eliminated. I could really see Al Horford in that role as senior leader of that team who can provide you spot minutes. You don't have to worry about overusage. It gives them a person who can stretch. You've got a lot of bigs now in the West. So it'd be very fascinating. Really, I think you're almost non-committal if you're Al, if you're watching to see what's going on with Oklahoma City, which ironically would bring everything back to the fold of how Al ended up back here with the Celtics. All right, Justin, before I let you go, one of the other things I brought up was, do the Celtics have to re-examine their style of play going into next year in terms of the dependency on the three?
I would say no. It won them 60 games back-to-back seasons. It won them a championship. And honestly, the reasons they lost game one and two, and I really hate to just dumb it down this much and simplify it this much, they were missing wide-open shots. I mean, had they made – so this isn't should be taken as the gospel, whatever. The NBA tracking data is the NBA tracking data. There's flaws in it. But it is
Can I interject for a second? If you're missing the shots that are wide open, could you move in closer?
But they weren't having much inside either. I'm totally with it. But they literally could not score from any level, which was the issue. And also, it's like you built this roster for all shooters that can be an elite floor spacing team, and everyone can shoot. Like, had they knocked down the number I was going to reference, right? They took 100 threes in games one and two. Mm-hmm. Of those 100, 96 were considered open or wide open. So a vast majority of their looks, and obviously they didn't take only four contested threes. But
96
of
the 100? 96 of the 100 were wide open?
Yes.
Wow.
Open to wide open.
So only four shots were considered contested.
And that was by 100. The NBA tracking data. So,
oh, my God.
Which obviously is not 100% true, right? You go back and watch the game. Right. Of course they took more than four contested shots. But it paints the picture that a good amount of the shots they were taking were great looks. They just didn't make them. And that's the thing. Like, you have all these all-stars, you have all these shooters, you're going to trust them to make those shots. They just didn't. And that's what put them down in an 0-2 hole. And obviously, the late-game execution, some questionable coaching decisions down the stretch, all of that played into it as well. But for the most part, the simple answer, and it really is, like, they just missed open shots. And if you make 12 of those, not even, if you make 6 of those per game, you win both of those games by double digits. It's really like, it was that simple.
All right, two more questions before I get in here. One, on a scale of 1 to 10, chances that the Celtics pull off some type of trade that gets Cooper Flagg to the Celtics?
I could definitely see that down the line, but right now I'll give it a 0. But down the line, we'll move that along.
Okay, so you're probably thinking once he's out of his rookie deal, that when he gets to free agency, that might be something they look at.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Like way down the line.
Okay, might be pointless at that point, like playing with an aged Brown and Tatum in their 20th and 21st year. Also, NBA Finals, who does it look like when it comes down to the final two teams for you?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Indiana out of the Eastern Conference. I just think the way that they play is so chaotic, and it's going to give this Knicks team some trouble, especially if they're as hot as they were last round. Teams like that. And that team's been there. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and you and I have talked about it a bunch of times, KJ. That was the best team the Celtics played last year.
For sure.
And, they've been there, they're experienced, so I like Indiana. You know, I was tempted to take Denver over Oklahoma City, but this Aaron Gordon game-time decision makes me a little bit weary. Again, just because of that experience, and they have the best player in the world in Nikola Jokic. Oklahoma City, obviously, is still a younger team at home, and that was the one question around this team entering the postseason. It's just their lack of experience and, really just trying to still figure it out. Remember, they had an early exit last year.
Right.
And, Denver obviously playing with pride, playing for themselves with an interim head coach, but without Aaron Gordon, who has been terrific for them this postseason. Anyway, he had two game winners, so they're going to need him pretty bad. So if he's out, I'm going to switch that to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Oklahoma City, if they're out, like I said, that youth situation will be brought up again, and Al Horford would still stay noncommittal, thinking like, I can make all the money back I left on the table these last 2 years in 1 year going to Oklahoma City and be a star.
Remember when they ruled him out as old, though?
Isn't that crazy? Like, but now
so
you realize,
wild.
Like, he may be the young team mentor hunter for someone like Oklahoma City. And considering the buy-in price for games are, $180? Is that not crazy for game 7? You could pay $187.
Did you see that was, like, their highest on record? it was their highest ticket price
now,
on record.
I honestly thought
it was, like, fake.
Yeah, but now you see why the NBA is fretting if the NBA Finals is Indiana versus Oklahoma City.
Like, oh, man. Yes.
They would have to sell ads for 50. How can a commercial ad cost more than the ticket at the game does? Like, I'm sorry, we can only charge you $50 for these craft ads, you know. So good basketball still to see in the NBA playoffs. Again, I'm with you. I like Indiana in that series. I like them even more the way that I swear it must be a New York thing to put up JV banners. They do it in Buffalo, and now it seems like they're putting one up in Madison Square Garden. Like,
they were going nuts the other night.
Oh my gosh, it's like you're at least eight games away from winning an NBA championship, and you're celebrating like you've won it. It's the weirdest thing. You've just won 8 games. So Justin, as always, thank you so much for being here on the KJ Show. I hate that we're not going to still be able to talk Celtics moving through the playoffs. That was the real hope to have you here. But we'll talk again soon, and thank you again, and continue the great work, my brother.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on. Talk soon.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, KJ.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Show buried on a Sunday, but having great guests anyway. All right, before we get out of here, we've got Would You Rather More Likely To next, and then we've got Dan Ball leading I think it's Arcane or Ball. I'll take a double look here, schedule here. Section to give you 90 wins. It's quick math, but it's also the genius of the KJ Show. So they had failed by one game. I think they started off like 14 and I think they started off, it was maybe one game under 500. So they were like one, they were one game off of the, in the first set of 27 games at a time. And so now at 23 and 24, to put it in perspective, for them to be again on track to have been a 90 win team out of 47 games with 7 games left, they would have to go 7-0. Now you'd have to say, does this team have a 7-0 run to put itself kind of back on a playoff track? Because 89 is the magic number, right? If you get over 89 wins, you've got a higher probability of being either the last wild card or your division winner. But again, look what's happening in the AL Central. Oh, they seem to be good again, except for the White Sox. So this team is well behind the ball still. So let's just say this team goes 4-4, 4-3 over its next 7 games. That just barely puts them over 500. It would put them at 27-27 after 54 games, putting them at as a 500 team and not on track to being a playoff team. So some people believe the solution is, well, if it's going to be like this, and keep in mind, it's only the second phase of 6 phases of 27 games at a time. Like, you don't really start making any type of thought moves until you get to the end of the third one, which is, guess what? The halfway point of the season. It's amazing how this math works out, KJ. But the answer is not bringing up young guys unless you want it to be a 78-win season team. Really, at 75 wins, do you want that? So I don't understand the idea of thinking that, hey, young guys just come to the major leagues and like it's MLB the Show, you've got a slider where you can make them better, and suddenly they can just hit major league pitching. I mean, there's so many adjustments you have to go. Think about it. There's so many adjustments you have to do that have nothing to do with on the field just when you get here. And you're going to do that in the middle. No. Now, with Devers saying no to first, and I would say advantage Devers, because he told the team no, and the team said, okay, no. And if you heard the show last week, I don't know if you can go back and archive it, but maybe I should sell these, since they're only on once a week, maybe I should sell these shows, like, you know, kind of like, you know, set a little spot on Copley Square on that new ugly stuff. This used to be grass here, but you can get episodes of the KJ Show if you missed them. I'm selling them. But I said that, look, Devers had all the leverage by telling the team no, because what if Bregman doesn't decide to stay here next year? Guess who they're going to ask to go back and play third? If Devers does decide, I mean, if Bregman does decide to stay, what, you're going to ask Devers to not play first anymore? So he's saying no, saying, like, if this is what you're saying, this is what's going to be. So we've seen the video of Christian Campbell taking the, you know, the ground balls at first and the practicing of playing first. Why? Because you're the new guy and you just got the new contract, right? It's amazing what you can do to the new people when they get into a building. And so when you've got that going on, you now say, all right, do you bring Marcelo Mayer up and do you put him at short? Answer A, yes. Answer B, no. KJ, it's his natural position. That's really great. It's his natural position. But you know what happens sometimes at any position? They make mistakes. And let's just say Marcelo Mayer is making key mistakes at shortstop early on. Those tend to be a lot more critical than the ones you make at second. It just happens to be. And now do you want to start to shoot the guy's confidence? What if you have to tap him on the shoulder and say, nah, we're going to move you over to second? Now do you potentially have a Steve Sachs, Chuck Knobloch situation on your hand? If you don't know, it's called Google, look it up. Where all confidence is lost, and now a prospect has been ruined because they thought their calling to be the shortstop was now here. The mistakes happen, which do happen. And now you may have to get moved over to say, like, you don't want to have to go through all those different things. Put them at second to at least see the speed of the game on the diamond. You'll have next spring training to address him getting all the reps at shortstop. You probably are trying to move on from Story in some regard anyway. Those things have to decide themselves. But to just say, let's just stick him at short and see what happens, and you're an under 500 team, that's how you get even further under 500. And yes, while this team tends to have a lot of youth to them, There's no excuse. I mean, Durant's an all-star. So, yeah, okay, yeah, he's young. He's good. Abreu is a gold glover. Okay, yeah, but he's pitching in. So it's one thing to say it's a young team. The real issue with this team is the fifth, sixth, and seventh inning and who has the ball in their hand on the mound. That's the issue. And I thought that the Red Sox probably missed out on the better step of going to go getting a solidified reliever or a closer. Move Chapman into the setup assistance role, right? Like, instead of Chapman being the closer, which, because you got nobody else, you now move him into the mix of the bullpen where it's like, if you need an out in the fifth, you can go to Chapman. If you need an out in the seventh, you can go to Chapman. If you need a setup in the eighth, you can go to Chapman. Now it's like, okay, you can't go to Chapman unless you, because if you go to Chapman and you're doing closer by committee, and you would only want to do, you don't want to get to that point because of blown stuff that's been happening in these middle innings. Look, the Red Sox are 1-2 in the league, I think, in men left on base. So it's not a question of not being able to get on base. Driving runs in, okay, that's going to be an issue, but still, it'd be one thing to say, hey, don't leave anybody on base and score no runs, right? So it's not even a run scoring issue as much as it is a middle relief situation. All right, we were going to do Would You Rather, but we're out of time because I got to make way for Church of Arcan, so we can hit my outro music now, Mitch, and get me out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.